especially, for example, like in a music video where the artist will pull up the set in their 2020 Kia Soul car. Fuck a Kia Soul. I judge you if you drive a Kia Soul. Anyways, so... and welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Marie. And guys, let's just get right into my really bitchy recap, because what a fucking week stuck in quarantine it has been. So, first of all, I know I haven't posted an episode in a few weeks. Being totally honest, I don't really have a full excuse for you guys. I've just been really using this time stuck in quarantine at my parents' place to just give myself some TLC, you know, a little self-care. So I've been taking my weeks super easy and kind of just collecting my thoughts of what I want to do next in my career and just overall kind of preparing for absolute bitchy impact. But we are back, and today I'm feeling super energetic for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I'm radiating bad bitch energy. Maybe it's because it's Gemini season. Maybe it's the caffeine in my body. I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm excited to get back into the gist of everything again. So welcome. I know it's been a minute, but we're back, baby. So for my actual really bitchy recap of the week, nothing has changed since my last episode, of course, in terms of my location and all that stuff. I'm still here at my parents' place on Long Island, recording this episode in the basement. It's all a good time. I've been watching an absolutely absurd amount of 90 Day Fiancé, which if any of you watch that show, then you know it's a fucking train wreck, but that's the beauty behind reality TV. You know, we love me some trash TV. I just said we love me. I meant I love me some trash TV. Anyways, other than that, it's been really beautiful over here on the East Coast. So I've just been chilling in the sun most days, journaling, listening to good music, just raising my energetic vibration, you know? But anyways, we're going to wrap up the really bitchy recap at that. And now would be the time where I normally introduce a guest, but guess what? There is no guest today. I know you guys could come at my neck all you want for not having a guest today, but I figured since I haven't recorded an episode in a fucking minute that we could just take this episode as a nice little chill episode, a breather episode, and just talk about life. But before we even talk about life itself, I needed to make a quick little announcement for you guys. So as many of you may or may not know, I actually have a phone number for you guys that you could text me through now. I got the number made just for you guys, and actually shout out to Danielle from Twitter. She's a loyal bitchy, and she actually gave me the genius idea to name this number the bitchy hotline, and I was like, holy shit, that's amazing. So if you guys are listening to this right now and you want to text me and chat via the bitchy hotline, you can hit me up. My number is 1-917-540-3097. I thought I almost like messed that up for a second. No, but once again, the number is 1-917-540-3097. I literally sound like I'm in an infomercial right now. And if you guys don't remember that, the number, I'll put it in the description of the podcast episode. And it's also on all my social media. You can literally find it anywhere. But anyways, enough infomercial bullshit. Now that that's out of the way, one more announcement that I just absolutely felt compelled to mention, guys. It's Gemini season, baby. All my fellow Geminis out there, we are thriving, honey. I am so excited because, of course, I am a Gemini. I have an absolutely absurd amount of Gemini placement in my chart. And my birthday is coming up, which is on June 3rd. And guess what, guys? I'm turning 21. I know, it's insane. I honestly talk to you guys all the time about how I'm drinking wine and shit, though. So does it really truly matter or make a difference that I'm turning 21? Not really, but I guess it'll be nice to use my real ID for once and not have to drag my mother when buying wine. But anyways, we love talking about illegal things on this show. So I feel like I've been over the age of 21 for like 5 years now, to be honest, though. Like, I literally mentally feel 25. Like, I can't even tell you guys the amount of times I've met people that are like, they're genuinely shocked to hear that I'm 20, because I guess I just carry myself so well that everyone assumes I'm older. I don't really know, but aside from that, I'm hyped to turn 21, obviously. I'm not hype that my 21st birthday, of course, Has to be when I'm stuck in quarantine. Kind of bullshit, but whatever. I'll just take some shots with my dad and call it a day. But aside from taking shots with my dad, earlier in the episode, I mentioned that I've been taking some time out for myself lately to just focus on self-care and basically rebalance my energy. And so I thought as like an overall discussion today, as I said before, we could talk about life and go more into detail just about like what I've been doing during quarantine to keep myself happy, keep my vibrations high, and just overall promote bringing positivity into my life despite the not so positive world that we're kind of living in right now. Because honestly, I think everybody needs a nice little pick me up right now. So maybe discussing what I've been doing will help you guys. Maybe it won't. But you know what? Let's discuss anyways. And maybe you guys can get something out of this. So, whew, I talk a lot in these things. It's so crazy when I don't have a guest on because I just talk. Oh my God, this is why my manager said I should start a podcast. Like, I wanted to start a podcast, and then I like pitched the idea to him, and he was like, you should absolutely do a podcast because you talk so fucking much. And I was like, thank you, Brian. Anyways, back on topic. We love the Really Bitchy Podcast. We're always getting off topic. Okay, back to life. So at the start of quarantine, guys, oh my God, it sucked. I think it really sucked for everyone. And as you guys know from one of my previous episodes that I did on the Really Bitchy Podcast about my mental health, I wasn't doing too dandy at the start of it, you know. But your girl is back and better than ever, baby. And that's the whole point of everything. I'm going to share with you guys, you know, how the hell was I able to get myself out of this stupid fucking quarantine corona rut? Like, it sucked. But let me tell you guys, I was in this rut for a fucking minute. You guys can hear me clapping. For a minute. Oh my gosh. I think everybody has been, to be honest. So if you're ever feeling just like super blah and unmotivated and all that shit, I totally get it, baby. I was there. And hey, some days I still just want to crawl up in bed and cuddle with my dog all day. But that's totally fine. However, if you are ready to get yourself out of that rut, here's what I've been doing. So first of all, I've been relaxing. Like I said, self-care, TLC, guys, tender, loving, care. I've just been relaxing. You need to give yourself your deserved rest, okay? This is a time where we literally have an excuse to rest and just rebalance ourselves. This is a time where you can relax. This is a time where you get full amounts of sleep. And the one thing that I actually realized has helped me get like back on my feet though is getting a full amount of sleep. However, try to fix your sleep schedule. I know it's hard, but it's possible. Guys, oh my God, at the beginning of quarantine, I was no joke going to bed at like 7 a.m., like falling asleep at 7 a.m. and waking up at like 3 in the afternoon, like 3 p.m. That's just like not okay. But you know what? At overtime, I like gradually just adjusted. And even still, I'm not going to bed till like right now, like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. sometimes. But at least I'm waking up not at 3 p.m. I'm waking up more at like 12, which is a little more feasible. I know everyone's sleep schedules are so fucked right now. Try to fix it though, because I don't know about you guys, but at least for me, the earlier I wake up, the more like better about myself and like more productive I feel in a way. I just feel like I could get more shit done. And yeah, so try and fix your sleep schedule. Oh my God, I almost have flicks again. Why can't I talk? Try and fix your sleep schedule. Well, okay. But also fix your sleep schedule, but give yourself your deserved rest, okay? 8 hours, 9 hours of sleep, whatever your body needs. I found that my happy medium is like 7 to 8 hours. You know, try not to oversleep. Get yourself up. Get a coffee. Do the damn thing. Give yourself deserved rest. But fix that sleep schedule. I know so many of you are watching this, or not watching it, you're listening to it, it's a podcast, and you're like, God damn, my sleep schedule fucked. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to be the boss bitch on fucking, you guys have your little AirPods in right now listening. Fix your sleep schedule. Do it for me. Do it for yourself. Anyways, wow. I'm feeling just energetic tonight. It is 2:10 a.m. when I'm recording this. This episode has to go up in approximately 50 minutes. So that's where I'm at right now. But anyways, next thing I want to talk to you guys about, this is so important, okay? This is so important and crucial to me with kind of just like balancing myself out again, guys. Wow, I can't talk. I'm so sorry. Balancing myself out. Okay, guys, meditation literally like saved my freaking body and aura and just me. Meditation, it's one of the greatest things you could do for your body. It relaxes your body. It clears the mind. When you're meditating, focus on your breath. Deep breath in, deep breath out the nose. Think happy thoughts. And even better, guys, manifest, okay? Meditation is the perfect time for manifestation. And I know you guys are like, what the fuck is manifestation? Some of you guys know what it is. Some of you guys don't. If you guys have been following me on Twitter, then you know that throughout quarantine, I have been getting like way more into like law of attraction, manifestation, affirmations, like all that sort of stuff. And I totally believe in it. And I'm totally all about manifesting your, you know, ideal life and your perfect life and everything. And so maybe you guys are into it. Maybe you're not. If you're not, that's fine. If you want to know more, just keep listening, because I truly believe that meditating and incorporating manifestation into my meditations has helped me so much. Oh my God, sorry, I almost just burped. Oh my God. Anyways, so what the fuck is manifestation? Okay, what is manifesting? What are you talking about, Christina? You sound crazy. Okay, guys, so when you manifest, it's basically putting something into your reality through your thoughts and your beliefs. That's a textbook definition, but here's an example. So basically, say, listen to me, hear me out. Say you want a successful career, okay? When you are manifesting your successful career, you need to act like you already have what you manifested. So imagine this. You're going to get into a meditative state, and now in your head or even out loud, you're going to start saying things or thinking things like, I am so happy and grateful now that I have a successful career. I trust the universe will bring me success within my career. Thank you, universe, for bringing me a successful career. Things like that that already get the point across that you already have what you are trying to manifest. You basically need to act like you have it, and you need to believe it. You need to believe that you're going to have this successful career. Believe that it's going to come to you with divine timing, and just believe in yourself and just trust that the universe got your back, baby. Okay? And the most important step is to just let it go after. Now, what the hell does this mean? You guys are like, okay, I spent all this time focusing, manifesting all this shit, and now you're telling me to let it go? What the fuck does that mean? So, say you do your meditation and you manifest this successful career during meditation. You wrap up your meditation. Now, this is the time where you need to release your manifestation to the universe and let the universe take care of it. You cannot be sitting there questioning and worrying when this success will happen or how it will happen. Just trust that it will happen. And that's the key to manifesting. The universe is in charge of when and how your manifestation will come to your reality. The only thing that you need to be thinking about is what it is that you want to manifest, okay? This is going to take some time to perfect, and maybe in another podcast episode, I'll go over even more in depth when it comes to manifestation. But I just wanted to tell you guys quickly also, going into another topic that kind of relates to this, what affirmations are, because we're going to tell you, I got to tell you guys, sorry, oh my God, I just stuttered my words so much. We're going into affirmations now, really briefly, because it ties into manifestations, because I'm going to tell you guys an affirmation that's literally going to change the way you manifest, okay? So if you don't know what affirmations are basically things that you're telling yourself to empower yourself and bring you positive vibrations. So this includes things like telling yourself, I am beautiful, I am successful, I am powerful, I have a wonderful family, I have wonderful friends. And, you know, just things like that, that overall bring you up, raise your vibration, bring you positivity. So now I bring that up because when I was getting into manifestations, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it is so hard not to overthink and to think the exact opposite of what you want. Sometimes you just tend to overthink without even realizing, and you're just sitting there like, What if I don't have a successful career? What if my career is horrible? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, sorry guys, that was weird. I thought someone was coming downstairs. I am in my basement recording this. Moving on. Yeah, so you tend to overthink without even realizing. You're telling yourself, like I said, what if I don't have a successful career? What if my career is horrible? All of that sort of stuff. But guys, I have such a good affirmation that I tell myself literally 100 times a day that's going to help you guys bust those negative thoughts. So get ready. Whenever you are overthinking, you're worrying, you're sad, you're upset, whatever, you know, the case is, tell yourself this. My positive thoughts are what have control over my reality. Only my positive thoughts are what have control over my reality. Okay, this affirmation, guys, changed the manifestation game for me, okay? Ever since using this, I've already automatically felt more secure and happy in my life, in my vibrations, and just overall, everything that I'm trying to manifest, I feel so much more secure, okay? I can't take credit for it, though. I actually discovered this girl on TikTok who I fucking love. Her name is Lena Sara. She makes a bunch of TikToks about manifesting a law of attraction and shit. So you guys should definitely go check her out. But we ended up becoming friends when I was starting off my manifestation journey. So one day I text her and I go, girl, I worry about my negative thoughts manifesting instead of my positive ones. Like, it literally freaks me out on a daily basis. What the fuck do I do? And she's the one that actually told me about this affirmation. And since then, game changer. It truly helped me, so maybe it'll help some of you guys. But overall, I was just using manifesting a successful career as an example. But you guys could literally manifest anything you set your mind to. You can manifest money, friends, family, text messages, love, positivity, relationships, productivity, a fucking animal if you really wanted to get crazy, okay? Seriously, anything. But the biggest part is A, believe in your manifestation and believe that it will happen in divine timing. And B, let it go to the universe. Do not be hung up on it 24/7 after you manifest it, okay? I've been practicing proper manifestation for like 2 months now. Obviously, I'm not perfect at it, but I'm getting there. I'm perfecting my ways as I go along. But I've already seen some of my manifestations come true, like come to life, which is crazy. Some of them are instant. Some of them are instant. Sorry. Some of them take a bit of time. But I've been able to manifest more productivity into my life. I manifested a gigantic brand deal into my life. I've manifested text messages. And honestly, I just have some wild stories already that maybe I'll share them with you guys one day. But anyways, I brought up manifesting in the beginning because it's honestly one of the best things, in my opinion, during meditation to do. I think when you meditate, you should absolutely manifest, because why not? Why wouldn't you want to bring that positivity into your life? And, you know, of course, you can meditate any time of the day. I found that meditating and manifesting when I wake up and before I go to bed has been the best for me. And it's overall just brought me so much happiness and peace and raised my vibrations and my energy and just gets me excited, honestly, for what's to come in the future. So if you guys want more information on manifesting, law of attraction, any of that stuff, make sure to tweet me at @bitchypodcast, and I would love to maybe do like a dedicated episode to the topic. But anyways, that's a little bit about manifesting, but we're going to backtrack from manifesting. So we talked about manifesting, backtracking that. We talked about meditating. And then even backtracking from meditating, we talked about just some things in general that have helped me get out of my low vibrational energy of this quarantine rut. And totally honest, meditation and manifestation have probably been the two absolute biggest parts of helping me out of this rut. And I do believe that if you're into that, it could totally help you too. But let's talk about two other things. One of these things is that, you know, me being able to balance my work and not overworking myself, okay? This is something that I've struggled with my whole career, and I never truly knew how to balance myself out. And whenever I thought I would balance myself out, it did not work, okay? What I was originally doing was like breaking up what I had to get done for the week into categories, like my podcast stuff, YouTube stuff, bitchy apparel. And then what I would do is take a chunk from each of those categories and do a little bit each day. And you'd think that sounds fine, right? Wrong, at least for me, okay? I never realized how crazy this made me. Like, seriously, guys. So, I decided to take a different approach. And now instead of doing a little bit of each category every day, I now just do one category per day. So for example, I dedicated Mondays to getting stuff done for Bitchy Apparel. So on Mondays, I'll prep Instagram posts for the week for Bitchy, do my brainstorming of new products, and just anything Bitchy Apparel related, basically. That's what I do on Mondays. Does that mean that I do YouTube shit on Mondays? No. Do I do my podcast on Mondays? No. Just Bitchy Apparel. And then Tuesdays I actually have as a blank right now, not occupied by a task yet. However, Wednesdays are filming days for YouTube. So what am I doing on Wednesdays? Filming. And that's it. Am I doing Bitchy Apparel stuff? No. Am I editing? No. Just the filming. And then Thursdays are editing days. Thursdays, I edit a YouTube video. Does that mean I'm filming on Thursdays? No. Am I doing my podcast Thursdays? No. Bitchy Apparel, no. You guys basically get the point, okay? It's basically covering one category per day instead of a bit each per day. And honestly, I found this this work ethic. Oh my gosh, this podcast is just filled up with like me fucking up my sentences. I'm so sorry. Anyways, though, I found this work ethic to work way better for me. And now I want to talk about the second thing that has been helping me out of my rut, because this second thing is the reason I have this new work ethic. And that quote unquote thing is a life coach. Okay? You guys heard me right. I hired myself a fucking life coach. Now, I know you guys are probably so confused, and I know a life coach isn't for everyone, and not everybody could afford, you know, to have a life coach and spend the money on one every week. So this part of the whole, you know, things to do to get yourself out of this rut may be pretty irrelevant to you guys. But for myself, I decided for myself that I wanted to make this investment. And I also want to be totally transparent and honest with you guys, because I was honestly debating sharing the fact that I had a life coach with you guys. But I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of at all. If anything, I feel like sharing my experience with you guys may be interesting to you, may help you, or I don't know. It's honestly just all about being totally transparent with you guys. So, yeah, I hired myself a life coach about a month ago. And guys, I'm going to be totally honest, one of the best mental health investments of my career, okay? Her name's Andrea. If she's listening right now, shout out to her. She has been such a fucking doll and helped me so much just this past month. Oh my gosh, I keep stuttering. Anyways, here's the thing, okay? I have always thought about hiring a life coach, but I kind of just shrugged it off because I was like, I'm this powerful macho woman. I don't need help, you know, like all that shit. But in reality, I'm going to be totally honest, it was my ego getting in the way of me, okay? The ego was getting in the way of me needing some actual guidance. And once I was able to recognize that and shake that ego out, I was like, okay, let me look into this. So the first person I actually hit up about this is my really good friend, Adeline, my YouTube friend, Miss Adeline Morin, Girl Supporting Girls YouTuber. You guys probably know her. I love her. She's very open on her channel about the fact that she has a life coach. So I gave her a call one day to get her opinions on it. And she was like, girl, best decision I ever made for my mentality and my career. She had so many great things and experiences to share and basically explain to me how a life coach will focus on your current issues and your blocks in your life and your career and how to fix them and move forward and then the future of your career. And it's basically ways to achieve your goals and get to where you want to be in life. So, long story short, I did my research, found my life coach, and after my first initial call with her, I could already tell that this woman was going to help me immensely. And thank God I stuck by her side this past month, because she seriously did, okay? We started our first call ever by discussing my blocks in my career and why I felt like I was having trouble just progressing and all this stuff, which I'm not gonna go into like all this crazy detail with like exactly how our calls went and stuff, because we talk about so much shit that could be a totally different episode. So if you guys want an episode on an in-depth life coaching experience thus far thing, then make sure to tweet me and let me know, like I said before, at Bitchy Podcast. But for right now, right from the first call with her, she was able to help me clear my mind and set me up for a good week ahead. In a way, she was like kind of, if I'm going to be totally honest, she was like mind fucking me, like, because I would say something and she would just hit me back with fucking facts. And she's just been very raw and real with me as to why I've been experiencing these career blocks. And she's just overall been like such a blessing in disguise for me. So, like I said before, she's listening to this. Andrea, you're an amazing woman, and I cannot wait to have continued success with you. But anyways, I brought her up originally because I talked about my work ethic, you know, my new work ethic that I dedicate each day to one category. And who was the person that helped me with that? She was. Okay, we spent a full day the other week just discussing why I keep stressing myself out with my work and other things that I just like needed to do. And she was like, Christina, stop trying to do 100 different things in a day. You need to focus on one thing per day. I was like, damn, you right. She was like, there's literally no reason you need to spend, you know, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on apparel, then 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. filming, then 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. editing, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. doing your podcast. Like, you're literally driving yourself insane. And she was totally right. Because when I looked at my ridiculous previous work ethic from the perspective that she put me in, I was like, wow, no wonder I never get anything done. Because while I'm trying to work on one thing, I'm stressing the fuck out about the next thing. So we ended up setting up a whole new calendar together, a new work ethic for me. And my God, have I felt way more at peace with myself and my work and my career lately. And like I said originally, I was hesitant to tell you guys that I got myself a life coach because I don't know. I didn't want anybody to like jump to conclusions and be like, oh shit, Christina's going through some like quarter life crisis or something, when the reality is just, hey, my mind got a little bit cloudy from everything I've been taking on in my career, and I just need a little bit of guidance to kind of get myself back on my feet and into a clear headspace so that I could work efficiently and effectively again. And I don't think anybody should ever feel ashamed or guilty or anything to ask for any help or guidance, whether it's from an actual life coach or a therapist or friends or family. You know, there should never be shame or guilt in that whatsoever. And I mean, hopefully me sharing this with you guys gives you that like security that, hey, everybody gets in a rut sometimes. Everyone needs some guidance at times. And that's totally normal and that's totally fine. I know sometimes, you know, maybe myself or, you know, other influencers could be portrayed as having this like perfect, amazing influencer life, like on the internet for you guys and whatnot. But listen, my biggest goal with my influencer journey is to be transparent as fuck with you guys and let you know that, like, hey, I struggle sometimes. You struggle. Everybody does sometimes. But that's totally fine, okay? You got this. You're gonna get through it, you know? And so far, so good. So I think that's kind of like a good point to wrap up the life discussion at. So let's wrap it up right there. That may have been a little bit all over the place, but who cares? Honestly, maybe it helped you guys. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it's entertaining for you to hear. I don't know. But definitely tweet me or leave me a comment on Instagram or DM me or something and let me know what you guys think of that discussion. At Bitchy Podcast. I think I've plugged my socials like 3 times already in this. Anyways, let's move on. So now it is time to spill some tea and talk about this week's social media shit, okay? So guys, this week, absolutely nobody tweeted me about this, but I just started to notice it and I thought it'd be hilarious to talk about. Okay, so this week's topic for social media shit is Bang energy drinks versus influencers, more specifically TikTokers. Okay, now guys, this topic makes me laugh, like seriously, because I've heard so much shit about Bang energy and there is just so much shit about them on the internet. But let me tell you guys, if you've been on TikTok, you have 100% seen a Bang Energy ad. And the Bang Energy ads are just so fucking laughable. Because it's like TikTokers quote unquote subliminally including Bang into their videos when in reality it isn't subliminal at all. Which makes it so fucking funny, okay? And I mean, don't get me wrong. This shit is done all the time, okay? Especially, for example, like in a music video where the artist will pull up the set and they're 2020 Kia Soul car. Fuck a Kia Soul. I judge you if you drive a Kia Soul. Anyways, so I don't actually judge anybody. But if you have a green Kia Soul, that's where we're gonna draw the line, okay? If you own a green Kia Soul, I just have one question. Why? Like, why? Seriously, why did you go to the car dealership and design, you needed a green Kia Soul. Okay, anyways, I'm gonna stop. I'm definitely gonna hurt someone's feelings. But anyways, a 2020 Kia Soul, a ridiculous car to pull up in. However, though, I'm talking music video. Artist pulls up to the set in their 2020 Kia Soul car, okay? The point is, they pull up and you're gonna see the Kia logo so clearly and it'll be on display, but there's like no actual mention of it. So the Bang Energy ads are basically doing like the same exact concept of marketing, but it's just so unexplainably worse than that. Okay, and if you guys have watched any of the ads on TikTok for Bang Energy, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? And I wish this wasn't just a podcast where you guys listen. Eventually, I do want to bring this podcast to visual because I would love to have just whipped out like some absolutely amazing Bang Energy TikToks that I've seen recently. And here's the thing, okay? These influencers that are making these videos, like, do your thing, you know, get your coin. I get it, okay? I understand. They do pay influencers like an absurd amount of money to promote it. I'm pretty sure Tana Mojo even made like a video that like they offered her like a few million dollars or something like that. Absolutely absurd. However, personally, I would fucking never. Just know that if I promote Bang Energy, guys, that I've hit a low. I've hit like a really big low. Okay. I literally have my pinky up to the mic right now. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but that's my pinky. Pinky promising you guys I will never promote Bang Energy. Okay. It's just funny because like I saw this one video the other day. Everyone is talking about it, okay? And it's like a video of this TikToker that's just standing there. And this man is just grabbing his crotch for like 5 seconds and then drinking a Bang Energy drink. The whole video is maybe like 10, 20 seconds long. And I know they paid him Bang to do that video. And it's just like, it just blows my mind. I can't even describe it. I'm speechless. It blows my mind. And listen, I'm not hating on anybody's TikTok craft, okay? Okay? We're not gonna hate on the craft, all right? TikTokers, you know, I support it. Putting together, you know, a really good TikTok video and whatnot. You know, it's just like putting together a short little YouTube video. But, you know, I don't shit on anybody's craft. However, I just sat and watched that video and I thought to myself, that is an ad. This is real. And that is a real ad that their marketing team paid for. I'm just speechless. Like, it really makes you think, what has influencer marketing become? Okay? No hate to that dude. Like I said, do you? But I don't know about that. Okay. I'm not going to go into a deep dive of Bang Energy because that's not what this segment is about, but I'm sure if you guys have done any looking into Bang Energy or watched any videos on them, then you know that they do not have the most positive reputation to begin with, okay? If Bang Energy happens to be listening to this, please don't come at my neck, but I don't want to get sued, okay? I'm just stating an opinion, okay? But I just want to mention, you know, for the social media shit, I thought it'd be funny to talk about because I just cannot get these fucking Bang Energy ads off of my TikTok, okay? They're fucking hilarious. They're so funny. Like, I don't watch them. Like, whenever I watch them, I'm not like, ooh, like, I want to get a Bang Energy now. I watch it and I'm just like, oh my God, this is influencer marketing in 2020. This is insane. That is all. Wow. You know. Props to the influencers for using creativity. But I don't know. Bang Energy is not it. It's just not it. So enough about shitty energy drinks, okay? Let's move on, okay? Moving on for the topic. We're getting out of hand here, okay? I have a very important question for the audience, for the bitchies, okay? Are you guys good at giving advice? You guys see what I did there? You guys know where this is going. Okay, because listen, if you guys have been listening to the show, then you probably know that my advice is always probably some of the shittiest advice that you will ever hear, which brings us into shitty life advice with Christina. So basically, here's the drill. Every week, I tweet out what you guys, the listeners, want some shitty life advice on, and I attempt to answer it, okay? So here we go. This week's shitty life advice needing gal is Naomi, okay? Now, here's the thing. Naomi tweeted me, and she was like, listen, I have a lady question, but I'm afraid of it. Like, I'm afraid of it being too inappropriate for the show. And now, before I even get into her question, this goes out to everybody listening to this episode right now that would like to submit questions for future shitty life advice segments. Guys, there is nothing too inappropriate for me, okay? I'm being totally serious. Like, I am an open book, all right? You guys want to talk about relationships? Let's do it. You guys want to talk about sex, oral, any of that stuff? Let's do it. In this case, the question Naomi asked for today is actually just tips on keeping your vagina nice and healthy. And guess what? Power to the pussy, baby. We're here and we're talking about it, okay? So, vagina care. Little Miss Thang down there, she's a queen, okay? An absolute treasure, a beautifully preserved artifact. And so, the question arises, how can we keep Miss Thang all nice and healthy, okay? Now, let me be transparent with you guys, because I think we've mentioned 100 times in this episode that I'm the most transparent person ever. Anyways, I'm gonna be transparent. I'm going to tell you guys that I have conquered every single vagina issue there is, okay? It like runs in the family, all right? I swear, I can make a 2-hour video talking about this topic. I'm not going to right now. But because of this, I've naturally become a mastermind of vagina care. So I could give you guys a million tips on the topic, but we're just going to discuss a few, okay? But first and foremost, let's get one thing out of the way. Fuck Summer's Eve. Okay, I do not want to hear any of you using that bullshit product, okay? Summer's Eve is like that vagina wash and overall like those vagina products that say that they're good for your lady down there, and oh no, throw it away. Get rid of those harsh ass products and chemicals, guys. The only thing you want to do, the only thing that will do, the only thing those products are going to do is throw off your pH balance or your vagina, okay? Which in return can cause so many vagina issues, stuff like yeast infections. We don't want that. Yeast infections, they are not welcome here, okay? So please throw those bullshit chemical ass products away. Summer's Eve isn't the only one. There's like a million of them on the market, but the most well-known one is Summer's Eve, okay? Throw the chemicals away. Get them out of there. We don't like throwing off the pH balance in this house. Community, chicky community, really bitchy community, okay? So, now that you're thinking, all right, well, if I'm not using that to wash my vagina, what the fuck do I use? Okay, guys, it's simple as warm water and a little bit of mild, unscented soap. Do not use any fragrance. Fragrance is just gonna irritate, okay? Rinse Miss Thang down there with some warm water. Gently cleanse the exterior of the vagina with soap. And make sure to rinse thoroughly, okay? You don't want to go cleaning inside. Don't go and get douching products, okay? Your vagina is made to clean itself, okay? Don't go in. No need to throw the pH balance off in there. She cleans herself. Just let her do her job. Let Miss Thang do her job, okay? So now, that's just for the actual cleansing. I got some other tips for you guys, too, okay? Number one, cotton underwear. All the way, okay? And whenever you don't have to wear a thong or any underwear that's gonna ride up your ass, don't, okay? Seriously, let your vag breathe when you can by wearing good fitting cotton underwear. Oh my God, I can't talk in this episode. Ah, sorry guys. Okay, good fitting cotton underwear. That's what I meant to say. Not tight underwear, not spandex, just good fitting cotton underwear. And like I said, when it's not necessary to wear a thong, do not, okay? Tip number two. If you guys are sexually active, we're going down that route. Yes. If you guys are sexually active, please pee after sex, okay? It's very simple. This is going to help to flush any bacteria out, okay? It's going to help you avoid some vaginal issues like UTIs and all that not so fun stuff. Pretty simple. If you guys are, getting it on, make sure you pee afterwards, all right? Number three, cranberry juice. Very simple, but guys, pure cranberry juice or cranberry pills, okay? There are cranberry vitamins that you could take daily for great vagina health, and I totally recommend them. Almost just burped again. God, this episode's a mess. Anyways, Or just make sure to drink pure cranberry juice, okay? Pure cranberry juice. All right. This does not mean the fucking Ocean Spray cranberry cocktail, not the shit that you mix in with your vodka at the club, all right? Cranberry juice. And water, of course. Staying hydrated will help with your overall health, but of course, it'll help Miss Thang down there too, okay? Now, this question is all about vagina health, so it's not really about like the hair portion or shaving. However, I do want to throw this in there as a bonus tip, okay? This is going to help you guys out so much. This is for the ladies, the men, anybody that gets ingrown hairs, okay? Two words, tend skin, okay? Like I said, this is for anybody that gets ingrown hairs down there. We've all been there. Don't worry about it. Everybody's been there. But the one product that I found that actually works is called the Tend Skin Solution, okay? Throw away the bullshit that the girls at the European Wax Center are telling you to buy. It doesn't work. I've used every single one of them. It doesn't work. Can't even tell you the amount of products I use from there. It's bullshit, okay? Don't do it. Tend Skin Solution, okay? You guys can get this everywhere. Amazon, CVS, Target, wherever. Just soak a cotton pad. Swipe it all over where you get those ingrowns. Repeat this every night and boom. Eventually, they will be gone. It's like a miracle in a bottle, people, okay? But anyways, there are so many more vagina tips that I could give you guys. Like I said, I can make a whole video on this topic, but we're going to leave it at here because, you know, we don't want this to go on too long, but we're going to leave it at that. Maybe you guys learned something new today, something helpful. I don't know. Let me know what you think on social media and all that fun stuff, okay? But, of course, that brings us to the end of Shitty Life Advice, so we're going to wrap it up, and that means we're also going to wrap up today's episode. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys took something away from today's episode as usual. It was such a chaotic episode. Like, the chaos in this episode is just astronomical, okay? The volume in this bus is astronomical. The volume in this episode is astronomical. You guys definitely know what I'm referring to. If you're on TikTok, you know what I'm referring to. Anyways, like I said, okay, this episode is absolute chaos. Like I said, I started recording this episode at 2:10 and it is currently 2:42. Oh, 2:43 actually, as I'm looking at the clock, it just changed. Anyways, let's wrap it up. Hope you guys took something away from today's episode as usual, and make sure to go and follow Bitchy Podcast for updates such as new episodes. And I also post cute little quotes and memes sometimes. So thank you to all my lovely bitchies for tuning in, and I will see you guys in the next episode of the Really Bitchy Podcast. So have a great week, guys, and bye-bye, bitchies.